106.7 KJAG Country. Joining me right now is Dave Allen, president of Auto Club Speedway. Dave, well, this is a new position for you.
It is a new position for me. Yeah, it's exciting. We're finally to race week. I'm very excited to get things going.
Awesome. Well, this is your first race as president of Auto Club Speedway, but you've been with the company for years, right?
Almost 16 years, going on 17 years.
Wow, that's great.
I've been here for quite a long time, so I kind of know where all the skeletons are at, I guess you could say. So, been through the highs, been through the lows, been through this, that, and the other thing. So we're just excited to have the Auto Club 400 and the NASCAR Series back in town this week.
Yeah, and we're very excited about it too. So, you know, one of the things that I love about the Auto Club Speedway and Race Week, of course, is all the great things that you guys do there at the track for the fans.
Well, you know, it's the weekend's going to start on Thursday with the Hauler Parade, which is really the first public interaction that we will have this week. And that'll start over in Rancho Cucamonga and weave its way through through Fontana over here to the track. So that's also the day that all of our infield guests pull in. As you know, we have quite an atmosphere that's out in the infield. We have over 2,000 RVs out there with the Vons grocery store right smack dab in the middle of it. So that should be a great big party, and we're going to have a couple musical performances out there on Saturday night as well. Then, of course, Friday you'll see pole day. Where they'll go ahead and determine who the pole winner will be for the Auto Club 400 on Sunday. Saturday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the DriveForClots.com 300 will be here, and that should be a good race. Last year, Kyle Larson won the race, and which is he's a California kid. So
yeah, it was a good thing for him.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then, of course, Sunday, it's the Auto Club 400. Green flag will go at 12:30, and we'll have the Metal Militia here. Obviously, our musical entertainment's being headlined by Warrant, but we're also going to have El Daza. We've got lots of bands playing throughout the weekend.
Super. Who do we have that's going to be dropping the green flag in the race? Do we know yet?
Today I kind of got a soft confirmation. So, and hopefully it's probably the one that's going to be waving the green flag on Sunday, I'll give you a hint, is your genre. He's a little country. So I'll tell you that.
Well, we love that. That's great. The more country, the better. That's the way we see it.
That's right.
Cool. One thing I do love about the Auto Club Speedway too is you can go there and the parking is free. Your menu items are stellar, and the weekend is just nothing but fun from start to finish. So we're so looking forward to that. And you've got the Speedway's fan zone too. What are some of the things that we can expect in the fan zone?
Well, the fan zone is obviously always a fun place to be. We've always liked to say we're much more than just a race. Obviously, the race is the marquee item throughout the weekend. But even if you're not a diehard race fan, if you love the big event atmosphere, I mean, we've got everything that you could ever want. We've got shopping. We've got the eating, as you mentioned. You know, you're right. The food is great. We've got a lot of offerings, everything from vegetarian to fried food. I mean, we go with bigger is better, so there's a lot of it, you know, and it tastes great. So, that part of it is really cool. And we'll have the Lucha Libre wrestlers again, obviously the musical entertainment, of course, Metal Militia, those guys with them backflipping their motorcycles and stuff. They're nuts. I don't know how they do that, but the only way I ever flipped a motorcycle at a younger age was completely by accident, and it hurt.
Don't try this at home, please.
Yes, exactly. So it should be, we're going to have a pretty great weekend. So the weather's looking awesome. You know, we've still got some tickets left for the Auto Club 400 on Sunday, and obviously got some tickets for Saturday. Saturday's also a great day because you can see the Cup cars practicing and then the Xfinity Series cars qualify and race that day as well.
Well, what are the ticket prices starting at this year?
Well, Sunday's ticket prices start as low as $45. You can get up higher than that, but if they log on to www.autoclubspeedway.com, you can get all the information there. You can also call in at 1-800-944-RACE. It's pretty affordable. As you said, you know, we don't charge for parking. Parking is free, which is unusual in a big venue area here in Southern California, but we've always had free parking, and I think that's part of
the appeal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and one thing that I always love to do when I go out and check out the races is I love to take the Metrolink from Lancaster, but you can catch it from Oxnard, Oceanside, and it takes you directly to the track, and it's like $19 round trip. That's such a great deal.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially if you're going to come out and have maybe a bud or a beverage or two. You know, obviously we don't want anybody getting behind the wheel, so it's a great convenient way to stay safe and to have fun with a bunch of other race fans on that train as they come in and as they go back back home. So Metrolink has always been great to us. We have a dedicated stop on the back stretch, and you're really within yards of jumping on one of our fan trams and being dropped off right in front of the main gate.
Well, Dave, I really appreciate you taking the time to call. We're looking forward to race weekend. And don't forget, you can go to autoclubspeedway.com to get more details. You can also call 1-800-944-RACE for ticket information. Dave Allen, president of Auto Club Speedway, we're talking to him right now. Thanks so much for all the great information, and here's to a great race weekend.
Oh, thanks, Rose. I appreciate the support from you and your listeners, and looking forward to seeing all our friends out here.